how in the world wasn't the ball already in the Toy Hall of Fame?
Well, since we only take in two or sometimes three toys a year, and it is a relatively young institution, the Hall of Fame, it's taken a while for some of the classic toys to catch up. I think that's the best explanation. There are still some out there, like playing cards, sidewalk chalk, that really are ancient and important classic toys, like the ball, but it's just taken a while for them to catch up. Every year, we, the museum and the National Committee, and people who nominate toys, try to play catch-up as much as we can, but we also kind of try to have a nice balance of what gets in to the Hall of Fame each year. So I think that that's the reason. I hope it's a good enough reason.
How are the honorees chosen?
Well, it's sort of a three-tier system. One is that anyone can go to our website or come to the museum and nominate a toy. Any toy. It doesn't have to be on the short list. But eventually, a few months prior to our induction, a short list is developed.
And is that based on the number of nominations?
Yes. Yes, essentially. There's also a national committee made up of scholars, play scholars, toy industry professionals, you name it. We've even had some celebrities who also have ties to the toy industry on that committee in the past. And they make their selection from the short list. Now, there's also a staff committee here at the museum that also has a say.
Is the museum happy now that Ball has made it?
Yes, the museum is very happy that Ball has finally made it.